Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Winners in life's race learn to obey the greatest commandment, loving God and loving our neighbors. This takes supernatural power, since our natural inclination is to love only ourselves. Today, more on the lifelong process of learning to love God and others. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. We're nearing the end of our series on the Ten Commandments, and on today's broadcast, Pastor Lutzer looks further at what he's calling the 11th Commandment. Join us as we revisit the story of the Good Samaritan.
One day, Jesus encountered a young lawyer. You know, lawyers like to be sharp, and many of them I'm sure are, but the text says that a lawyer came to Jesus. And this young man wanted to sort of sharpen his wits on the razor of intellect. He wanted to just rival Christ with a question and answer period. And so he said to Jesus, "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Asking the question that all the philosophers and the theologians are concerned about. And Jesus, instead of saying to him, "Now, have you ever heard of the four spiritual laws?" does something different. He says, "Now, you know the law, what do you read?" And the young man quotes this text of scripture, the Shema from the book of Deuteronomy, and says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy strength." And Jesus said, "That's right." He says, "Do it, and you'll live." Jesus was saying, if you fulfill that commandment, you'll be saved, because obviously, if you're perfect, you don't have to worry about coming into judgment. And then the Bible says the young lawyer tried to justify himself and said, because he added the words, "and your neighbor is yourself," he said, "and who is my neighbor?" He thought that maybe if he could define that word neighbor to refer to his friends, maybe he'd make it. But Jesus told an interesting story. He said, one day there's a man going from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among thieves, and they stripped him of his raiment, and they robbed him, and they left him half dead. And then Jesus said that one day, as the man was lying there that afternoon, a Levite came. A Levite was somebody who was working in the temple. And so the Levite sees this wounded man, and he passes by on the other side because he's got to hurry to Jerusalem to preach a sermon on love to all the people. So the Levite bypasses the man. And then a certain priest comes by, and the priest looks upon this man, and he doesn't want to be bothered either, because priests are busy counseling people, and they've got schedules to keep, and people are waiting for them. So the priest passes by on the other side, and he leaves. Then Jesus said a certain Samaritan came, and he chose the Samaritan because he was a half-breed, despised by the Jews. And Jesus said, a Samaritan came, and he had mercy on the man, and he took the wounded stranger and put him onto his own donkey and took him to an inn. And then he said to the people, "You keep him here until he's well, and if you spend anything more, I'll pay it." And he left some money, and then he left on his journey. And Jesus turned to the young lawyer and said, "And who do you think was a neighbor to the person that fell among thieves?" And this young man so despised Samaritans, he wouldn't even allow the word Samaritan to come out of his lips. That's how much anger and animosity he had. So he simply said, "Well, the one who showed mercy on him." Well, that's interesting. You see, Jesus answers there the question of who is my neighbor. The answer is, my neighbor is anyone that needs my help. That's who my neighbor is. It isn't just someone who shares the street with me. It is somebody that I can help. That is my neighbor. And the first and the greatest commandment is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, and with all thy soul, and thy neighbor as thyself. With the same kind of care and respect and concern that I have for myself, I have to share that with those that are in need and people that I can help, not just simply financially, but in any other way. That's what the commandment means. And so your neighbor is anyone that you can help, Jesus said. And when should I love my neighbor? That was also answered by the parable that Jesus gave. The answer is, I should love whenever I see a need. countless opportunities come before us every single day, and sometimes we do not reach out our hands because we do not want to be concerned with people who are a nuisance and a bother to us when we have our own schedules to keep. You know, it's one thing to prepare a message intellectually. It's another thing to prepare your heart. And as I was thinking about this last night, I was agonizing in the presence of God, thinking of all the times that I've bypassed opportunities to help people simply because I thought my schedule was more important than their need. The text of Scripture says that the greatest commandment is that you shall love those who have needs and love with imagination, because sometimes people don't throw out distress signals. It's just that they are there and you know that they have a need, and it's your responsibility and my responsibility to love them as we do ourselves. Now, we've talked about love toward God. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Love towards your neighbor, to love your neighbor as yourself. But now there's a third group of people that we should love. And for that, turn to the 13th chapter of John's Gospel. John chapter 13. I want you to notice that Jesus here is in the upper room and he is sharing some interesting words with the disciples before he dies. Judas has just left. And then Jesus says that he's going to give them a new commandment. Some people who saw the topic of my sermon in the bulletin, an 11th commandment, asked with perhaps just a touch of sarcasm whether or not the pastor of Moody Church was qualified to add one to the 10. Well, actually, I'm not doing that. It's our Lord that did it. Notice what he says, verse 34, "A new commandment I give you. You shall love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Now, when Jesus was in Mark chapter 12, that was not a new commandment. Because the commandment that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul comes from the book of Deuteronomy, and the fact that you should love your neighbor as yourself comes from Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18. And so Jesus took two passages of Scripture from the Old Testament and he simply combined them together and said, "These, on these hang the law and the prophets. These are the great commandments." Those weren't new commandments. But here Jesus said, "A new commandment I give to you, an 11th commandment." What is that commandment? What Jesus is saying is that you love one another, and he's speaking about Christians loving other Christians now, and notice the standard. This is new. "As I have loved you." As I have loved you. We look at the text and we say, well, how did Jesus love them? Well, the 13th chapter begins with Jesus washing the feet of the disciples, doing something that the disciples themselves were too proud to do. He laid aside his garments, the same Greek word as is found in Philippians chapter 2, where he laid aside his glory. And Jesus lays aside his outer garments and he begins to wash the disciples' feet in all humility and in all service. And Jesus said, "I have done this. And you're to love one another as I have loved you." We see him there as a servant washing the disciples' feet. But then that's not the end of the story. Jesus goes on, of course, the very next day to die for the disciples. And let's not romanticize the death of Jesus Christ. Let's not look at those artistic paintings that sometimes depict a very sanitary crucifixion. Jesus is dying there, very probably naked with nails in his hands, and he is in excruciating agony physically and emotionally and spiritually because of what is happening there at the cross. And then Jesus said, "You should love one another just as I have loved you." That's the way you ought to love one another. You ought to care for each other. You ought to uphold each other. You ought to strengthen each other. That's the test of true discipleship. Well, you look at the passage of Scripture and you say, where have we gone wrong? Sometimes over very petty things we have arguments with one another. Sometimes over matters that really aren't that important we criticize one another. We speak against each other. We work at cross purposes and we we do not love with the same kind of sacrifice that Jesus is talking about here. You know that there are three different kinds of love. There is eros, erotic love that constantly is willing to take, but it does not give. There is phileo love, a human love, which gives, but it also takes. It does both. And then there's divine love that is able to give and 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 to give, even if there is very little or no return. That's the kind of love. This past week, I read a story about a person struggling with homosexuality. It was discovered by his wife. She went on loving him. She went on forgiving him. Discovered by people in the church who went on loving and forgiving and working with until over a period of time, God just transformed this person totally. But it took months and it took failure after failure after failure. But every time he failed, there was a wife who forgave and there was a church friends who forgave. And I read the story and I thought, how could anybody love like that? And then I thought of the text of Scripture here, that you love one another as I have loved you. That means sacrifice. That might mean late night telephone calls from people that irritate us and bother our schedules. That might mean reaching out to those that maybe are not our kind of people and inviting them over. It involves all of the dimensions of an incredible sacrificial love. And Jesus said, this is the new commandment. It's the 11th commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. A brand new standard. And we're all condemned because we've all fallen short.
Well, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer, and we are all condemned, aren't we? We are all condemned apart from Jesus. Thank you that He is our deliverer, He is our helper, He is our representative before the Father. You know, as I stop to look at my own life and consider humanity, I recognize that so often we are indeed selfish. We look at our own needs and we don't look at the needs of others. But I want to remind you that God is a very generous God, and because He's generous, we can also be generous. I know that you have many opportunities to contribute to various ministries that share the gospel around the world. Would you consider Running to Win? Would you pray about it? Thanks to you, the gospel continues to go forward. And what I'd like to remind you of is this is the time when we have our matching gift challenge. Any gift that you give will be doubled. You can help us tremendously as we continue this ministry. Also, this month ends our fiscal year, and we want to end strong. And we do that for the glory of God, as Running to Win is heard in 50 different countries in 7 different languages. Thank you in advance for praying for us. Thank you for joining hands with us as together we run toward the finish line.
That was Pastor Erwin Lutzer with part 2 of The 11th Commandment, loving God and our neighbors as the supreme rule of life. Next time, tune in for our final program in the 10 Commandments series. Your gift to Running to Win is appreciated and can be doubled during this month. Help us take advantage of the matching gift campaign by calling 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Thanks for listening. For Pastor Erwin Lutzer, this is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.